whiskey. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights. Headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. You always used to talk about L.A. I heard you got as far as Santa Fe. Well, you know I tried to track you down. I only got as far as Guitar Town. Singing about a girl I used to know. Used to know, used to know. That I haven't given up. I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down. Burning, going down.
This is a special report from ABC News. Harris secures nomination. I'm Michelle Franzen. DNC Chair Jamie Harrison announcing that Vice President Kamala Harris crossed the threshold of votes needed for the nomination.
I am so proud to confirm that Vice President Harris has earned more than a majority of votes from all convention delegates and will be the nominee of the Democratic Party following the close of voting on Monday.
That virtual vote doesn't close until Monday, but Harris's campaign already celebrating. Harris calling in and thanking delegates on a phone call moments ago.
The tireless work of our delegates, our state leaders and staff has been pivotal in making this moment possible.
Harris's campaign, wasting no time, ramping up. The Harris campaign announcing it's raised $310 million in donations in July. This is ABC News. Gaza ceasefire talks on hold after the alleged Israeli assassination of Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh in Iran.
Haniyeh was Hamas's lead negotiator in the U.S.-led talks to pause the Gaza fighting and secure the release of over 100 Israeli hostages. President Biden calling Haniyeh's killing, quote, not helpful for ceasefire talks. Many of the families of the Israeli hostages plunged once again into despair, knowing another push to bring their loved ones home is likely weeks away. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A new study finds a regular aspirin could lower the risk of colon cancer by nearly 20%. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital say the benefits are most significant for high-risk patients, particularly those with a BMI over 25 and moderate to heavy alcohol users. Previous studies on a daily aspirin warned about the risks of bleeding, and you should check with your doctor before making changes. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples hot deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back to school with Staples hot deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Significant prison time for a drunk driver convicted of killing a man and seriously injuring his wife.
Brian Sipple of Oshkosh is sentenced to 28 years in prison and 15 years of extended supervision. At Wednesday's sentencing, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney said Sipple was driving 90 miles per hour just seconds before crashing his pickup into a small SUV stopped in a light. The January 2023 crash killed 58-year-old Mike Hoffman of Waukesha and critically injured Julie Hoffman. Sipple, who has two previous drunk driving convictions, pleaded no contest in January. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A decade in prison for a Milwaukee-area man who killed his sister in a car crash. Jared Korn of Cudahy reached a plea deal this week for the December 2023 crash. He's sentenced to 10 years in prison, plus an additional 8 years extended supervision. 22-year-old Sierra Hill died when their vehicle rolled and struck a pole outside of Leon's Frozen Custard on Milwaukee's south side. Korn had struck another vehicle and sped through a red light at 75 miles an hour. Korn, who was also critically injured, had a warrant for his arrest and no valid driver's license at the time of the crash. A Milwaukee County tax increase hasn't led to increased revenue. Because of that, the county expects its budget deficits to grow as high as $19 million. The county's financial services manager, C.J. Paul, blames lower retail sales for the lack of revenue growth.
Our sales tax budget assumed a 3%, I believe, increase over last year's number. And when we're not hitting that, and we're not even hitting last year's budget, that's where we start to get in trouble.
Milwaukee County instituted a state-approved 0.4% sales tax hike at the beginning of 2024. The county's examining ways to offset the deficit, which could include using extra money from some departments. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy here the next couple of days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 87 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 66. Tomorrow, sunshine 88. By Sunday, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms 83. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 85.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
But if I'm looking over... Wait, let me check before I say anything here on the radio. Yes? Yes? It looks like corn, soybeans, and wheat are all higher to start the day. Stay tuned on that. In the meantime, I'll discuss the economy, farm bill... Probably got to do some election stuff, too. Not exactly sure where our panel will drive us today on the free-for-all. Live from a molasses cookie Friday morn via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's wall-to-wall free-for-all with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, and our good friend Michelle Jones. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork, I'm in charge of the show. It's me, outstanding host Davis Michelson, behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. Thank you so much for tuning in, beloved listeners, this morning. Chip is, I don't know. He's not traveling. He's not out sick. He's on vacation. Our man is in the wind, taking some much deserved and much needed time off. I took a little time last weekend, as you may or may not have noticed. I needed it very badly, and it was wonderful to be able to recharge, because there's so much going on right now, good people. It's hard to keep it all straight. I was going through a list of topics to discuss with the gang on the free-for-all this morning. It's a pretty long list, and you know, just a couple of these has the potential of soaking up all the time we have. There's so much nuance in some of these. But I do want to, we got to talk about the job market. We got to talk about interest rates. If we're going to talk about the job market, well, maybe what does that mean for interest rates? As I mentioned, the stock market pulling back pretty hard all of a sudden. You know, economists have been preaching about a potential correction. I can think of three or four by name who said, yeah, it's definitely a potential here. I'm curious if this is the correction that they've been looking for. Is this perhaps the beginning of a correction? The middle? I don't know. I mean, I get it. You don't know until it's over and you can look back and crunch the numbers. I get it. Okay. But for a long time, people have been saying, look out, there's a recompense coming. This has to sort itself out. And I just wonder if the behavior of the stock market this week, especially the last couple of days, doesn't say something to us. Prisoner exchange with Russia, farm bill, election stuff, solar leases on farm ground. I've got some interesting stuff on China with the solar arrays on farm ground there. And of course, the Middle East would be nice to get to. I don't even know. I'm so glad that you're tuned in, because I've got three extremely smart, well-informed, educated folk here with me on the radio, and we're going to get as much out of them as we can, good people. I'm going to start with the weather here. Scattered, strong to occasionally severe storms will bring the risk of gusty winds and flash flooding from the Ohio and Tennessee Valley into the Mid-Atlantic. Dangerous heat will spread across the lower Mississippi Valley, the Gulf Coast, and Mid-Atlantic. Another heat wave is building across the Northwest and Northern High Plains through Saturday, where several daily record high temperatures are forecast. I am looking at a weather radar map now. It does look like there's just a little bit of mild showers in Oklahoma right now. Central Pennsylvania, you're getting wet. Eastern Kentucky, as the day goes on, when we're talking about that eastern belt, about from the Mississippi River on east, that looks like there could be some significant storms popping up there and elsewhere. So let's all keep an eye on the skies today. USDA reports a daily export sale, 202,000 metric tons of soybeans to China during the marketing year 24-25. This follows on the heels of a sale of corn to China. I believe that was 132,000. Not a huge purchase, but nice to see folks showing up and buying our stuff. The U.S. job market in July 2024 experienced slower than expected growth, with only 114,000 jobs added. That's significantly below forecasts. It's contributed to an increase in the unemployment rate to 4.3%. That's up from the previous rate of 4.1%. Notably, the healthcare and government sectors have been significant contributors to overall employment growth. Average hourly earnings were up 3.6% in July from a year earlier. That's above the recent pace of inflation, but the smallest gain since May 2021. The Federal Reserve has maintained interest rates at 5.5%, with indications of potential rate cuts soon to stimulate the economy. This adds to the already high odds of a September rate cut. I want to pick Jim Wiesmeyer's brain just a little bit, because there is a pattern of interest rate movements to the upside or to the downside in election years since 1980. Interesting. I'll see if he's got anything on that. Gold prices have seen a significant surge driven by a combination of geopolitical tensions, central bank policies, and ongoing demand from various sectors. Gold is up 18.59% since January 1, 2024. Now, with the ag markets a little bit less than inspiring, investors leaving the stock market, I wonder if gold has some more gains here, as it may be seen as a safe haven in spooky times. Commodity brokerage StoneX estimated U.S. corn production at 15.207 billion bushels on a yield of 182.3 bushels per acre. The firm estimated the soybean crop at 4.483 billion bushels on a 52.6 bushel per acre yield. And with that, let's get to Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. Jennifer, I just finished up a big quarterly report for Pro Farmer, but you've got a very exciting pork industry report just out. Talk to us about it.
Well, we're pretty excited to be able to put the state of the pork industry reports together every quarter. And what we've done is taken some experts from the industry representing different segments. So we've got Randy Keeker, representing the grow finish side. He's with the equity. And we have Adam Anagers with the south side at JBS. And then we have Dr. Kara Hayden with Pipestone. And so the three of them provide their perspective and respond to the data that Brad Ekberg is gathering up from MetaFarm. So just take a look at what's really going on in the barns and how that compares to the data. And this time we were talking a lot about why we need to stop comparing to the average when we're looking at the data and deciphering how to make improvements on our farms, because the average is just That's it, the average. So we need to be comparing to that top 10 percentile. And so the reports that we're sharing break down and provide the average, but also provide that top 10 and the bottom 10. So you really get a better gauge for where you're at to make improvements and also to show us what the genetic potential is in the swine industry right now.
Excellent. Excellent. It's a terrific report, everybody. You got to check it out at porkbusiness.com. But Jennifer, there's another element here. Apparently, we can see you on YouTube discussing these matters. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. We've decided to make it a discussion that is kind of a webinar format or just a discussion that we're posting on YouTube. And we're going to start launching these as podcasts as well. So we're trying some new things because we're hearing what people are saying, that it's sometimes easier to listen or watch than it is to read just because of, you know, their lives and what they're doing. And so we're trying to take this to YouTube, and we hope that we'll be able to draw some eyes there.
I think that's terrific. YouTube is the new television, if you ask me. I don't even watch TV, Jennifer. I just watch YouTube and weird videos and stuff. Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork, thank you so much. Go to porkbusiness.com to get more. Have a look at that quarterly report and look for her on YouTube as well. And with that, the news is in our back pocket and the Friday free-for-all is dead ahead here, everybody. I'm trying to gather my thoughts. We'll be right back. Don't go away. AgriTalk.
Some things shouldn't be flat.
My tire!
But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
We all know the expression, make hay while the sun shines. Well, by the look of things, the sun is starting to shine on interest rates again, which means it's a great time to team up with a lender that knows the business of farming, FBN Finance. With flexible terms and rates and pre-qualification for farmland loans up to $3 million for qualified applicants, you can trust FBN Finance to shed light on your ideas to expand your farming operation. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at #AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. First thing Friday morning. It's very exciting to be here. Hey, now you... Yeah. It's our Friday free-for-all today. Chip is on vacation. Let's all wish him well, safe travels, And we'll look forward to hearing from him first thing Monday morning about where he's been, what's he been doing, what's the story out there. So I'm super excited about today's free for all here on Friday morning, and I'm going to start with our good friend Michelle Jones. Michelle, welcome back to AgriTalk. It's always a treat to hear from you.
Hey, thanks. Very excited from out on the combine this morning. So
okay, I was going to ask you, what do we got going today over there?
Yeah, we're about halfway through wheat harvest, and I am officially on vacation from my other job. So I got harvest scheduled for this week, or for today, and the next week.
It sounds like one of them. What do they call them? A workcation that you got going on. It's not much of a vacation at all, is it?
No, it's definitely not. Hopefully, Chip's taking a real vacation, but it's harvest is my favorite, so it's fine.
Well, I bet he's listening in. Probably. Hello, buddy. We love you. But Michelle, how does it look? I mean, is it paying off for you? Are you happy about what you're seeing out there?
Yeah, I've been very, very pleasantly surprised. I was expecting like 70 bushel straw and 35 bushel yield because, I mean, man, we went through a stretch of 20 days over 90 degrees, which is, I think record setting. Yeah. And the yields have been better, much better, actually on the high side of what we would consider average. So it has been much more enjoyable than I thought it might be, for sure.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I hope at some point you get a chance to put your feet up. With that, let's bring in Sean Haney. Sean, good morning, sir. What's going on in your world right now?
Well, I'm actually not too far from Michelle. Well, in Montana speak, I'm like 3.5 hours away. I'm actually in Helena,
Montana.
That's
right, Montana, next door by Montana standards, right?
Yeah, like, exactly. I'm here for the American Legion State AA tournament. So the Lethbridge Elks are 1-1 and going to play Missoula this afternoon. So, enjoying some beautiful Montana weather here as we head into the August long weekend.
Have you got a dog in that fight, or are you just observing?
No, I got my youngest son. Mm-hmm. He is my youngest son. So this is today could be his last game in American Legion baseball if we unfortunately do lose. But then he's off to college next week. So for college baseball. So looking forward to that.
That's exciting. What position does he play?
He's a left fielder.
A left fielder. So, outstanding. The world needs left fielders now more than ever, Sean. With that, speaking of left field, let's bring in Mr. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer, Washington Policy OG. Good morning, Jim. So glad that you're here with us, because my list is long and I don't know anything about any of this stuff, Jim. Do you think you can help us out at all?
Well, please. I'm in center field today. I'm in Missouri in the Ozarks at my nephew Eric and his wife's Kim's place, and a beautiful day here.
Bobby Baseball taking the baseball world by storm, huh? Number 7 for the Royals. Looking pretty good these days.
He is. He's phenomenal.
Yeah. Quite the deal. Quite the deal. We're glad to have him. Jim, let's kick it off where we often do, right at the top, talking about the U.S. job market. In July, 114,000 jobs added, significantly below forecasts. We're still seeing a lot of the growth coming from the hospitality and the government sectors. Talk to us about this jobs report and what it might be telling us.
Yeah, well, the bottom line right away, the decelerating jobs growth and that drop in manufacturing activity that we saw earlier this week has the Fed funds futures now reflecting about a 70% odds of a 50 basis point cut to interest rates at the September 18th FOMC meeting, Davis.
That seems a little aggressive as long as it's been since they've moved rates, now to raise it a whole... You're saying raise or lower a half point?
Lower.
Okay.
Yeah. Lower. Jim, is this an indication that, you know, if all of a sudden we've moved to where the, you know, 70% chance of a 50 point cut, does that mean they've been slow and now they're going to be trying to catch up? Or how should we interpret this change of events here in the last week?
Well, probably that they should have cut this week. And two, you know, the old song, the first cut is the deepest.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. And they got to do something. The Fed has done something since 1980, either to the upside or to the downside. in election years, Jim. And here we find ourselves in election year with, you know, debate, dispute, speculation about interest rate cuts.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like it's coming. Yeah, since 1980, the Fed has either hiked or cut rates in every single election year except 2012, when they were already at zero.
Is it just a coinkydink that the economic conditions were exactly perfect for moving the rate one way or the other in those election years? Or is there something else at play here?
Well, I have in most feds, not all maybe, but I have confidence that they're analysts, that they don't let the power of politics get to them one way or the other. And we heard that loud and clear, at least verbally, this week from Fed Chair Jerome J. Powell.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, I want to go over to you. Yeah, go on.
Well, I'm just going to say, like, I don't think a 50-point basis cut is probably what the, you know, current administration would like to see anyway. So I think that probably Jim is accurate. Like, they're following the data, and the Fed typically does that well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to say well. So there's a lot of debate about how well they do it, but, you know,
the Fed typically does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's a reason why you have a Federal Reserve Chair and stakeholders around him to make this decision. There's a reason why this power does not reside in the White House, because in an election year like this, if it was the president making the decision on who is raising or lowering rates, then you do have politics right in the middle of it. So there's a reason it was set up this way in the first place.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, we would probably prefer to keep politics out of that, or at least keep the veneer of keeping politics out of that alive and well. The stock market is completely falling apart. Yeah, I'm looking at the Dow right now, down 931 points on the day. S&P 500 down 145.5. And here's the NASDAQ, 591.75 lower on the day. Economists have been waving red flags about recessions and corrections and yada, yada, yada. Am I reading too much into a couple of days of bumpiness in the stock market, Jim?
Well, we've had lots of volatility, both to the upside and downside. So that tells you that it's going to trend one way or the other soon. That's just like any market. And we were due for a substantial correction anyway. So we're going to challenge buying the dip once again.
Well, and some of those recent darling stocks have taken the biggest hits. That's interesting to me.
Well, the gloom is off. The boom is off right now relative to artificial intelligence, but that's not going to away anytime soon. So this is just the high anxiety. The stock market has to worry about anything, and they're worrying today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what is it worried about?
They're worried about consumers, that recession on the horizon. Not right away, but the numbers are starting to show that there's some resistance, a pretty big pickup in credit card purchases. We've seen it in the ag sector already with the equipment sales downturns, et cetera, seed purchases from the major seed companies. So, yeah, I think we're getting all the signals we need of a weaker economy.
Yeah, you know, Davis, you've got Amazon down 10%. What's really leading the market lower is Intel, down 26% here today. So tech is definitely selling off.
Yeah. Michelle?
Well, and what I was going to say, too, is I think what's really, I mean, it was due for a correction, so I think that's fine. I think the weaker guidance is really bothering, I think, the overarching market. I mean, Amazon has weaker guidance. There's been many other big retailers that have had weaker Q3 guidance. John Deere is another one. I think that guidance is really what is making the market more worried. The revenue misses were not that substantial outside of Intel that were bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but one of the John Deere is a good example where John Deere has worked very hard the past 5 years about that to make themselves seen by Wall Street as a technology company, and in a market like today, this is where you don't want to be a technology company. You want to be more of one of those boring staples out there. So it could be a bit of a rough ride here in the short term for some of these tech stocks.
Yeah. Jim, would you rather be a flash in the pan or a boring staple? Crickets from there. All right, well, we're going to have to take a break here in just a couple seconds. We've talked about the job market, interest rates, some sort of economy stuff in the stock market. I want to get into gold on the other side of the break there, because this money coming out of the stock market, it's got to go somewhere, right? Safe havens, what do those look like? We'll talk to the panel about that and much more next.
Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations, so it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews. And that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, "Sweet mother of pearl, trailer after trailer of Z-Series. It's never ending. We need a break." Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/greatest yields.
Small insects can become monster problems in post-harvest stored grains. Protect your grains with Gravista D insecticide, the ideal on-farm solution that combines an adulticide, Synergist, and an insect growth regulator. Apply as grain is loaded into storage to control these bugs and help reduce shrink and insect damage kernels by up to 18%. Protect your grain from monster bug problems with Gravista D insecticide from Central Life Sciences. Visit bugfreegrains.com to learn more.
Remain higher with pressure continuing in livestock and the outside markets. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Well, it is a tale of two different markets here, with grains trading moderately higher and really holding here today, while livestock, especially cattle, have been under heavy pressure amid all of the pressure on the outside markets. The Dow Jones down 777 points right now, 39,737. NASDAQ 467 lower, 18,556. S&P futures down 114, 5,365. The U.S. dollar index under pressure, down a full percentage point. Crude oil down nearly $3 as well, $2.78 a barrel lower right now, $73.53. It seems that the morning jobs report, which came in much different than expected, seemingly weighing on the sector, and then some of the concern about, okay, the Fed's going to start cutting rates in September. Well, that might be too little too late, supposedly, it seems. That's some of the outside market chatter, and that seems to be indicating why we're having this big sell-off day. And that spilled over to the livestock sector, some impacts on potential consumer demand there as well, it would appear. You're listening to the American Ag Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under, with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
In the market trade, December corn up 5, 403 and a half. Novi beans up 12, 1028 and a half. September Chicago wheat up 5 and 3 quarters, 537 and 3 quarters. KC wheat, September's up 5 and a quarter, 559 and 3 quarters. September spring wheat up 7 and a half, 596. August live cattle down 40, 184.40. August feeder cattle down 317, 249.97. August hogs down 37, 92.77 through midday trade. That's checking the markets here through midday on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. We've got a free-for-all going. Jim Wiesmeyer, Michelle Jones, and Sean Haney. We've been talking about, I guess broadly you could call it a conversation about the U.S. economy. Sean, I don't know. I imagine you follow the Canadian economy pretty closely. Let's not be too Americentric here with such a learned Canadian on board. What are the issues in Canada right now? What's it shaping up like north of the border these days?
Well, we're just really hoping that the U.S. economy doesn't face some serious weakness here, because obviously we're so trade reliant with the U.S. But the Bank of Canada has already done over the past 2 months, in each month, the 25 basis point decrease. So we've already hit that 50. So we're obviously a little bit ahead of you. The Canadian unemployment rate is, I think, about 2% higher than the U.S. As it's been tracking. And there has been major concern about weakness overall of the Canadian economy. The Canadian economy is very trade reliant. So if we see weaknesses in the U.S., in Europe, in the U.K., it definitely does come back home and impact the Canadian economy for sure. So watching these American numbers very, very closely.
If I can just keep hold of you here for a second, can we get an update on wildfires up in Canada? What's the story there?
Oh, well, yeah, it's been pretty brutal. If you just go on Google and search for Jasper wildfires, you'll see that half the town of Jasper has essentially, which is in a national park, has been absolutely demolished by wildfires. And once again, there's a lot of, and rightly so, there is a real questioning here as far as how the forests are being managed. Mm-hmm. Do we need to change our strategy in terms of how we're managing the forests and trying to assume that all fires are bad, and we're creating this tinderbox of potential for wildfires being out of control like they have been in some of this hot, dry weather that we have faced here over the past few weeks? So I think that's a good debate. I don't know what the answer is, but I think it's a really good debate. We should question our strategy.
Well, and Michelle, I'm going to come to you next, because you're out there in the thick of it. You've got California wildfires on one side. You've got Canada on the other side. I give Chip a whole bunch of crap about, him speaking about the influence of the smoke. But to be sure, there's extra particulate matter up in the air. Are you seeing any effects from the wildfire smoke at all?
Yeah, so we actually took a cold front just a couple of days ago that blew all the smoke out. It was horrible there for a while. But even in this area, we had it wasn't that big of a fire. It was only about just under 1,000 acres that started here. But it was probably the most dangerous fire that we've seen in this area in a long time, for like the potential to be a real big problem. And luckily, one of my neighbors, he got his disc out in front of it.
Oh, wow.
With the local fire department. And yeah, like there was five tankers on it. Monday was a lot of drama, Yeah, there's between the smoke, which thankfully did clear out. I don't know how Helena looks today, Sean, but yeah, it's definitely rough. Those California fires are unfortunately just huge again and ravaging the same area that was ravaged in, 2018, just south of there. So
yeah,
it's been rough.
Well, Jim Wiesmeyer, you were in the great state of Missouri, where the skies are always clear and the sun is always shining. I want to hop the tracks here, get us back into some policy. The Water Resources Development Act of 2024, they're calling it WRDA, unanimously passed the U.S. Senate on Thursday, the 1st of August. That's yesterday. The biennial legislation authorizes the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to undertake various projects, flood control, navigation, ecosystem restoration across the United States. Fill in the details here for us, Jim, on WRDA, please.
Well, number one, it shows that Congress can do things. The House has already passed their version, and the Senate now has. So we'll have to have a conference, because there are some differences in the bills. And one of the areas they'll look at is the big policy change on cost sharing formula for the waterway project. projects. It's going to shift from a 65% general fund and 35% inland waterways trust funds to a split of 75% general fund and 25% trust funds, and a split permanently. That'll be discussed. But again, our waterway systems are so important that this shows a bipartisan support for getting it funding.
We talked a lot about the Chevron deference. Oh, I forget the Chevron doctrine. I can't remember the D word that goes with Chevron, but it's not a thing anymore. Does that play into the way this word of rule will play out on the ground?
Well, I think anything that pertains to a regulatory process, now they'll go back even more to congressional intent. But they were fairly clear in this one on the project. So I don't think even the courts can file that one up. Okay.
Sean, trying to figure out congressional intent does sound like a worthwhile expenditure of time, doesn't it?
Well, they just need to be more specific. They cannot give that much flexibility any longer.
Right, right. Well, you want a little flexibility, but maybe this isn't the place for it. Haney, any thoughts?
Well, half the time we can't figure out what Congress is trying to do. So to be a mind reader and try to figure out that intent, I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tricky one. Let's see, what else can we go to here? Oh, yeah. Since we're on the policy stuff, let's go to the farm bill. Jim, I don't like our chances. What's the latest on the farm bill?
Well, the only chance is after the elections on November the 5th, in a expected lame duck session of Congress, to see whether or not there can be compromises at both ends to allow the food policy people to get what they want, and the farmer safety net in Title I, the things that they need. We won't know that until after the election. Now, later today, Davis, the Congressional Budget Office is going to come up with a report on the official scoring of the House Farm Bill. Now, we reported this morning that we don't think House Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson will like what's happening, because CBO's hands are basically tied, because relative to the Commodity Credit Corporation borrowing authority, they can't assume, apparently, that Congress is going to replenish those funds. So bottom line, that's going to lead to the hoped for support for House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington, Republican from Texas, to maybe get a change in the assumptions that CBO can use. We're going to see. But anyway, we need to have this solved to have any chance of getting a farm bill through this year.
Okay, so just following that thread for just a second, if there is any, the closest probability is in that lame duck period, does that probability change depending on who wins in November for the White House?
Yep.
It could. We need to see the results, because you're having both sides now. The House Democrats think that they can regain control of the House after November 5th election. It's going to be very close. The Senate Republicans think that they're going to regain control of the Senate. So you have some thinking very similar like to the tax bill, that the Republicans think that they'll do a better job than this bill that they overwhelmingly did not want to pass earlier this week in the Senate. They thought it was a show vote by the Democrats in that phrase. Yeah, I can talk both sides, but I'll tell you, we're going to need a end of year continuing resolution on funding, and perhaps a separate disaster funding bill for agriculture and other areas of this country. Those are two possible vehicles to still get a farm bill along the lines both the Democrats and the Republicans want. What I just said is they'll open up the spending vault.
Well,
they're all on recess right now, right?
Yeah, August recess.
Yes. Yeah. Until September 9th.
Okay.
Well,
Sean, go ahead.
And you can see why the Democrats have a little bit more pep in their step and maybe a little bit more confidence. You look at the money that the Harris campaign has raised. It is, no matter what side of the fence you're on this election, this change has put some energy on the Democrat side, and not just vocal energy, but people talking with their wallets.
Yeah, here and it looks a little something like this. President Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign raised $310 million in July, including over $200 million in the first week of her candidacy. Former President Trump's campaign raised nearly $139 million in July. Cash reserves now at $327 million. Michelle, you had a thought.
Well, and I was just with the increased enthusiasm for Kamala and the increased funding, what I was more interested in is what is the down ballot result of that. And Jim just spoke to that first briefly, but I haven't had a chance to read the political analysis. I do subscribe to it. But that's where I think the intrigue is probably greater is what is the material change to the down ballot? Because I don't think we're talking about a chance of more of a red wave where you have Republicans owning the House and the Senate and the White House. I think it just materially changed that in terms of grassroots enthusiasm and not just on the funding side.
Jim, Trump says he won't debate Harris. Is that is he just being complacent here?
Well, you know how both candidates are changing. He could change back again, depending on whether or not he thinks he's going to need it. He says, why should he debate? Because he's ahead. I'm not quite so sure he's going to be ahead around the Labor Day polls.
Yeah.
I've heard numerous political strategists say, Davis, that him not debating is the wise decision.
I think so.
She will show up very well in the debate.
Yeah.
He also can't help himself. We saw this week where instead of focusing on the issues, he goes into the trash bin of discussion points.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Hard all year to maximize your yield at harvest. And to do that, you need a combine that works as hard as you do. That's why we built the new AF11 with more horsepower, more efficiency, and more capacity than any other combine out there. Plus, built-in automation to harvest more easily than ever before. To do more with every engine hour, you need equipment that's as good as you are. You need the best in your field. Visit your local Case IH dealer for more on the AF11.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMregenerations.com to learn more.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine.
not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in their industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
I did say we're going to keep this conversation going, and doggone it, I am a man of my word. We were over the break, a lot of chatter here on AgriTalk from our panel, Jim Wiesmeyer, Michelle Jones, and Sean Haney, all talking about election stuff. Let me lay out the scenario. I'll catch us up here. A sniper takes a shot at President Trump at a campaign rally. President Biden steps down. Kamala Harris steps in. And it, from the conversation among our panel during the break, it does seem like the game has changed. And my concern is that it may change to, rather than something more solid, to something more shifting. Well, I said that, but I really meant this type of stuff. I don't know who wants to dive into that first. Maybe Haney, you're the good one to bring in on that. With, I mean, it's not like we've ever seen politicians flip-flop before.
Oh, it kind of goes with the territory. But sure. What we're seeing right now in this presidential race is sort of what happens after the trade deadline in baseball or hockey, is where the stage is reset, rosters are altered, and the game has changed. And the right side of the aisle, the Republicans, the Trump ticket has got to regroup here. It has not been another good week, and stick to the issues, stick to the economy, stick to immigration. I think those are the two issues that take this home for Trump, but he's got to stay out of the muck, and he didn't do that this week.
Yeah, it's not really his strong suit, staying out of the muck. It is unfortunate because after the attempted assassination, everybody was talking about unity, and now it does seem that it's a race between Trump and Harris, that both sides, I'm thinking of Trump specifically, has really retreated almost more into his far right base rather than, trying to sweet talk the middle there. Michelle, would you favor that position for either of them to maybe say, okay, well, this is what we stand for. This is my base. I'm going to just chill with these guys and hope that there's enough votes there for me to do what I need to do.
Yeah, I mean, that just shouldn't be what we see in the general election. I mean, that's a primary stance, you disappear into your base. Like, you should see them go out for the middle. And frankly, like, that's the way that Trump is going to win, is that he needs those independent voters that didn't really like the Biden economy, are willing to, try Trump again, hope for the best. Like, J.D. Vance is not helping that position whatsoever. That, I think, is his biggest issue, aside from some poor comments that Trump makes. But if Harris and the Democrats can stick to the issues and seize back on those suburban, middle voters, like it will become a very difficult mathematically for Trump to win, similar as it was in 2020. It'll be close, but it's the wrong, like he doesn't have the focus for the right areas for the right states anymore in just like a week and a half.
Jim, would you take a moment, and if you can, compare and contrast J.D. Vance with Mike Pence?
Mike Pence was not a mini me when it came to Trump. Mm-hmm. And he now he doesn't. I don't think J.D. Vance is helping him get additional votes with his comments, et cetera, Pence gave the more conservative base in a more moderate tone. You cannot call Vance moderate.
No, not at all.
And Sean, your thoughts? And that's Sean.
Michelle, go ahead.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, well, I was just gonna say that's where I think that Vance is having issues. And I honestly I don't mind if politicians change their stance as long as they say, you know what, listen, like I said something really dumb, I learned from it, I talked to people and you know, figured out what was wrong. Like a lot of times politicians don't believe that or like people don't believe it when politicians say that. But that's all that JD has to say. Like and just say, you know what, that was really dumb of me. I have talked to people. I've learned the importance of IVF and, you know, the contributions of people without kids to this country. And he won't do it. Like he's just entrenched in it's he's pulling backwards and almost like he's embracing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the trouble here is that Trump was able to drag Biden into a debate about history, where they had been. There's so much baggage between both sides going back to, you know, the Hillary stuff and obviously Hunter and just it was just a mess. If Harris talks about the future and whether you agree with that future or not, but doesn't focus on the past and continues to really hammer down on looking forward, Trump's going to have to adjust his strategy because he's debating the past. She's talking about the future. Who do you know, for independent voters, who do you think they're going to be steering towards on that? That's his problem. He's got to adjust his strategy.
Yeah. And I would also argue that there's risk of it becoming very much about personality politics rather than actual politics that matter here in this race.
And that's where the Democrats want it. And that's why they're succeeding right now. Where if it's a referendum on issues, then Trump would probably be favored. But he's going right back to the gully that he had before in election of personalities. And if that's going to be the case, he'll lose.
Well, you got to dance with who brung you. I mean, isn't there something to that?
First time. But independents are the key, and the suburban women. They go on issues, and they don't like personalities, which they think, as a group, are to the detriment of the country.
Is Harris doing any better of a job reaching out to the middle of her base, to the midliners, rather than those further to the extreme?
You'll see that at their convention. They're going to ironically try to move her toward the center, or she'll give signals to that. But I think you'll see that in her vice presidential pick.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. That's going to come from the VP.
Yeah. Any predictions?
Still looks to be Shapiro.
If she's smart, it'll be Shapiro.
All right. Very good. Well, we're going to have to end it there. I'm going to cut you all loose. Sean Haney, thank you so much. Best of luck to your son in the big tournament there and in his future endeavors. We appreciate you being here, buddy.
Hey, everybody, have yourself a great weekend.
Michelle Jones, keep her out of the rhubarb there. Safety first. We appreciate you.
I will. Thank you.
And Jim Wiesmeyer, always good to talk with you, brother. Thank you so much for bringing your perspective and just what you do to another free-for-all. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Well, this afternoon, we will have Michelle Rook back with Alan Brugler. I'm your pal, Davis Michelson, behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. We'll catch you later.
Another great harvest, thanks to Pioneer brand corn.
Just a few questions.
Who are you?
Kim Colonel, Ag Sports News. I've been chasing your combine for a while. How does it feel getting 10 more bushels per acre over last season?
Feels great. Couldn't have done it without Pioneer. It's America's number one corn brand.
And there you have it, folks, live from the field.
Who are you talking to?
Pioneer. Your best year starts here. Learn more at pioneer.com/best yet.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here at the National Postal Forum, we're working toward the future with the United States Postal Service.
People are starting to see the changes.
It's year four of our Delivering for America plan, and Steve Monteith, Chief Customer and Marketing Officer, says the impact is being felt.
Improved facilities. People see it as they see new vehicles. Now we've got price, we've got value, and we've got reliability. You can feel the momentum.